Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. All right, I'm going to skip the obligatory force be with you joke and get right down to it. The new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens, opens in theaters across the country and here in Vermont tonight. Star Wars movies, some beloved, some reviled, have a massive fan base. It's hard to pin down another movie that stirs such passion and near fanatical loyalty in quite the same way. For a Vermont view on the new movie and the phenomenon of Star Wars fandom itself, we're going to talk with Andrew Liptak, author and science fiction expert. He blogs at Geek Mountain Steak and Gawker's sci-fi blog IO9. He's also a local member of the 501st Legion. That's an organization that makes and wears costumes of the stormtroopers from Star Wars. By the way, those are the guys in the white suits who can't shoot straight if you're really not a Star Wars fan. Andrew Liptak, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Thank you for having me.
So for those of us who are sad, ignorant people, this new Star Wars movie coming out, tell us about it.
Sure. The new film is called The Force Awakens. It takes place about 30 years after Return of the Jedi, which was originally released in 1983. It's directed by J.J. Abrams, and he's directed films like Super 8. He did the two new Star Trek films, Mission Impossible 3, and has been involved in a bunch of other projects. Yeah,
and you're excited about it.
Yeah, it's nice to see Star Wars back in the theaters. It was something that a lot of us hadn't really thought would happen again, especially after George Lucas said that he was completely done with the entire franchise. So having it have a new life to it is really kind of great to see.
Well, you know, it's been hard for Star Wars fans over the last two decades, at least in the 2000s. Those three prequels that came out in the early 2000s and mid and late 2000s were widely regarded as pretty terrible movies. So reviews on this new movie, people excited about what the movie actually contains?
Well, judging from my Facebook feed, everyone's pretty excited for it. I've been trying to avoid most of the reviews that have been coming out.
You haven't even been reading the people who've actually seen it.
No, I've been trying to hide from them. but I have read IO9's review written by Charlie Jane Anders, and she said that it captures the charm and excitement of the first three movies. And everything I've seen so far makes
And by me... first three movies, you mean original three, not yes. Chronologically according to the movie's timetable.
Yep, that's correct. And everything I've been seeing from the production and the trailers and all that, it makes me think that this is going to be a little bit different from those prequels. I do have to say, though, that the prequels, while they are sort of reviled from some fans, there are a lot of people who like them, and they have been very successful films. It depends on from person to person whether they like them or not. Some people really do, some people don't, some people are in between.
What about you?
I enjoyed them for what they were. They weren't as good as the originals, but we'll see how well this new trilogy stacks up.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, do you care really if the movie's any good? Does the actual movie quality matter, or is it more about the scene and the feelings and the community?
Sure. No, having a good film matters, and having a good story matters. And this is something that you don't see a lot with a lot of the bigger blockbuster films, is that they sort of ride on momentum that they've got going for them. I think that's sort of how the prequels existed. They just sort of moved forward and just weren't as good. I think this one, everybody at Disney and everybody in the production were aware of why the prequels weren't received as well, and they basically took steps to prevent that from happening.
So tell us a little bit about the 501st Legion. What do you do?
Sure. The really short answer is that we're an international costuming group that focuses on all the bad guys of the films. We've got a sister group called the Rebel Legion. They do all the good guys, so all the Jedi, pilots, rebels, everybody under that umbrella. We do the guys in armor, so the stormtroopers, scout troopers, sand troopers, snow troopers, Darth Vader, all the Sith lords. If they are not good, we've got them.
What appealed to you about the dark side?
Stormtrooper armor. It's a really great set of, really great movie prop. It looks really sleek. It's cool. I know from the first time I saw the movies, I really loved it. And it's been one of those things I had wanted to get and got, and I've been using it for years now.
You know, if you were a parent making a kid's costume last minute for Halloween, you could make a stormtrooper costume out of like PVC piping. But how do you do it, and how close are you getting to what it actually looked like on screen?
We strive for screen accuracy, and what we mean by that is that we try to look like we've come right off the screen in front of a person. So we will replicate costumes and designs right down to tiny flaws. There are some people who really go with super accurate outfits. They'll replicate paint drips. They'll replicate minor flaws in the armor itself, things like that. The Stormtrooper armor itself is done with a process called vacuforming. So you basically take a sheet of PVC, or sorry, ABS plastic. You heat it up, and then you suck it down over a mold with a vacuum under it. And that will form the plastic into a specific part you need. From there, you cut it. There's a lot of glue involved. You use rivets. There's a whole way that this goes together, and it has to fit a person. And then once you're done, it will look like a Stormtrooper. It'll take you a couple months to build, too, if you're sort of taking your time with it.
So how many do you have?
Internationally, there's thousands. We are on every continent and in most of the countries around the world. Locally, we've got 12 people. And as part of the New England Garrison, which is our local sort of subgroup, we've got a little bit over 100 people involved across Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. Connecticut has their own garrison.
And you will be at one of the showings tonight, and you will be in costume?
We will. We have a whole group of people. We'll be at the Essex Cinemas for their whole premiere activities. We've got some things planned that'll be kind of fun. I think we're going to be getting probably suited up for around 4:35 thereabouts. And I suspect that there's people lining up for it right now already.
Andrew Liptak is a blogger and science fiction writer and aficionado, and he's a member of the 501st Legion, a Star Wars cosplaying organization, as we've been hearing about it. Andrew, thank you so much for talking with us, and I really hope the movie lives up to your expectations.
Me too. Thank you very much.
We also have a picture of Andrew in a Stormtrooper costume on our Facebook page. It is pretty amazing. You should check it out.